step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome to Psychology Tidbits. Join Dr. Carlos as he explores the many areas of the human mind.
Well, a new review examines the neurobiology of post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. SSRIs are antidepressants. And they're saying that post-SSRI sexual dysfunction, PSSD, is a medical condition that persists, here's the kicker, after antidepressants are even discontinued. It described the symptoms as causing substantial and prolonged suffering. The treatment remains challenging, but misdiagnosis can lead to reinstatement of medications that generated the condition to begin with. They look at several things in the study, and by again, the PSSD summarizes an iatrogenic drug-related syndrome. The underlying neurobiological mechanisms, they're not sure of. Researchers first described the condition known as antidepressant-induced sexual dysfunction in 1998, which was found to be widespread. This is actually one of the downsides of using SSRIs or antidepressants such as Zoloft and things of that nature, Prozac, Paxil, Celexa, things of that. Because of the sexual dysfunction as well as sometimes the weight gain, both of those seem to be usually ones that keep people away from it. The third variable is usually delay. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks to kick in. This one particular study involved over 1,000 outpatients, determined in 2001 the incidence of sexual dysfunction with SSRIs. Actually, this is a past one, a past look at it. FXR was high, ranging from 58 to 73% compared to other serotonin blockers. In the same study, Celexa was found to have the highest incident at 72, Paxil at 70, Zoloft and Luvox at 58 to 60%, much higher than official figures advised. PSSD, again, is a medical condition that persists after the discontinuation of SSRIs and SNRIs, a different version of antidepressant. So this is a big issue that when they looked at these studies, they're both depression and antidepressants are both associated with sexual dysfunction. And a reason misdiagnosis can worsen, though, that individual's PSSD. And the authors are clear about the need to distinguish the two. The treatment of depression with SSRI antidepressants is itself an independent cause of sexual dysfunction. Some of the symptoms of PSSD are general anesthesia, loss of pleasure derived from genital stimulation, so it's genital anesthesia, pleasureless or weak orgasms, or decreased sex drive. Physicians concerned about making depression-related sexual dysfunctions for its SSRI counterpart are advised diminution of genital sensation is a common symptom of PSSD and appears to be unique to it. Treatment options remain challenging, and many strategies have been suggested without definitive outcomes. So basically, they don't have an answer yet for it. Ultimately, the authors conclude as no rational or consistent treatment has been found for the disorder. It's imperative for clinicians to be aware of its non-sexual symptoms and to be able to differentiate between PSSD-associated sexual dysfunction and depression-related sexual dysfunction. And this is what makes it complicated. But the sad thing was that sexual dysfunction may continue after the taking of SSRIs. And you have to be very careful also how you stop taking it. Talk to your psychiatrist about it. So interesting findings. Disappointing. This is, I think, why people are really pushing heavy on ketamine and the psychedelics for people with treatment-resistant depression, and ketamine now used for people who don't even have treatment-resistant depression. These are some of the reasons I think these individual substances are making such a big headway.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.